Everybody hear me? Okay, cool. So welcome to the 2018 Spring Convention of the Libertarian Party of Maryland. I am a rousing round of applause from Dean. Appreciate that. My name is Sue Sims. I occasionally do some work for the party. I organize this convention, and hopefully it works out well, and my plans in the future to move it around the state, and so we can bring people from all over the state, give people opportunity to the convention. But we have a pressing schedule, and so without further ado, I'd like to introduce the party chair of Maryland, Bob Johnston, and get rolling with the agenda.
Thank you. Okay. My name is Bob Johnston. I am the chair of the Maryland Libertarian Party. I have been chair for now 11 glorious, fun-filled years. Thank you. We have a busy day today. We're going to be electing officers to the executive board, nominating delegates to our national convention, and also nominating candidates for the November. In particular, I would like to thank Stu Sims for organizing this. This takes more work than you would think, and I really like that he's moving it around to different areas. So thank you very much, Mr. Sims. I also want to welcome Nick Sarwark, the national chair, the big chair, La Tia El Mas Grande, for coming out today. Sometimes I start feeling sorry for myself. God, I don't have enough hours in the day to do what I need. Nick has a wife, three very precocious yet adorable young children, owns his own business, is national chair, a job which doesn't pay and isn't worth it. Worth the crap. And he's also running for mayor of Phoenix. So if nobody works harder in the party, thank you for all you do, Nick, and thank you for coming out here today. Two people who unfortunately could not join us today. Number one, our regional representative, Dr. Jim Lark. He lives in Charlottesville, and the Virginia convention also happens to be today. I assure you, Dr. Lark would much rather be hanging out with us and drinking beer, talking politics and college basketball afterwards than hanging out there in Richmond, but duty calls. And also Lorenzo Gastaniaga, longtime member, the first person I met in this party, the first person Tom Ashwell met. He's been an LNC rep candidate. He's been a state chair. He had an irregular heartbeat last night and had to go to the hospital. I did speak with his wife, Susan, and he seems to be doing okay. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. But he really did want to come down today, especially with Nick being back in town. If you have any questions regarding the convention or the facility itself, I would ask you to direct them to Mr. Sims. If you have any questions about the party or the meeting, please direct them to me. Before we begin, does anyone have any questions? Very good. Hearing none, let us commence with the Central Committee meeting of the Maryland LP. To participate in the meeting, you must be a member of the Central Committee, which means you must be a dues-paying member of the state party. Dues are only $20. If you're not a member and would like to be, see our treasurer, Michael Linder. I don't know where he just disappeared to. There he is right there raising his hand. You must be a resident of the state of Maryland. You must be a registered libertarian. And you must agree to the principles of the party in Article 2 of our state constitution. And with that, I turn this over to Dr. Glazer, our party secretary, for the committee credentials committee report.
If I didn't check you off, my apologies. And there's a few people that I'm not trying to embarrass anybody, but yet they do have to be paid up before you could be listed as a Central Committee member. So I'm going to read the names of the people that I have checked off. These are Central Committee members, not just state party members. Dean Ahmad, Eric Blitz, myself, Bob Johnston, Donald Kemple, Mike Linder, Colleen and Sean Quinn, Chelsea Snyder, Scott Spencer, Jason Summers, Beth Woodall, and Stuart Sims. So those are the Central Committee members I've observed, and if I missed anybody. Just one at a time. Is that Ron?
Yeah.
Is that Ron Keene?
Chris.
You can call me, just give me your name.
Chris, what's your last name? I'm sorry, what's your name again? I met you last week.
Cornelius.
Okay. Sorry, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. He joined last week. I'll vouch for him because I know I called to thank him.
Is it a central committee member?
No, it's a dues-paying member.
I'm asking if they're a central committee member.
Well, does he agree to... He lives in Maryland. Are you a registered libertarian?
Yes.
Do you agree to the non-initiation principle?
Non-aggression.
Non-aggression principle.
The next.
Anybody else?
Maria Edenbo.
Maria Edenbo. Ben Krause. Dr. Davis. Okay, your membership just expired. Just want to let you know. Okay. Dr. Richard Davis. Sorry about that. Angelique Hamilton.
Angelique Hamilton, you've not previously a member of the Central Committee. Do you wish to be a member of the Central Committee? You registered as Libertarian State Mayor and you do the amount of questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Chris Wallace.
Okay.
Michael Downs. Yeah. Sikora.
Janae Hall.
Okay. J-A-N-A-I Hall. Okay. Christine, forgive me, what's your last name?
Smith.
You said a Downs?
Michael Downs.
Michael Downs?
Correct.
Do you wish to be a member of the Central Committee? Are you registered to vote in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Agree with the non-aggression principle?
Christine Smith.
Okay.
Dave Scamboloni.
He was not previously member of the Central Committee.
Right. He agrees. Not you. You're not on the... Okay. Michael White. Okay.
Did David pay up because he's not current?
Okay. No, they're paying up now.
David's paying up?
Yeah. Amy and Michael White. And David Lasher, L-A-S-H-A-R.
Yes, sir. Ask him if he wants to be on the Central Committee.
You want to be on the Central Committee, David? Okay, please.
And you agree? And you agree with... Anybody else?
Anybody else? Okay, would you read the list one more time? Yeah. Got to have her and Michael down.
I've been asked to read the list again. Okay. Dean Amant, Eric Bliss, Maria Edenbo, myself, Janae Hall, Bob Johnston, Ron Keane, Donald Kemple, Ben Krause, Michael Linder, Colleen and Sean Quinn, Christina Smith, Chelsea Snyder, Scott Spencer, Jason Summers, Christopher Wallace, Amy and Michael White, Beth Whittle, Richard Davis, Stuart Sims, Cornelius Fletcher, Michael Downs, Angelique Hamilton, David Lasher, and David Scamboloni.
I'm sorry, what's your name? Okay. Crystal Woodworth.
number. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ask her if she wants to be a member of the company.
Do you want to be on the central committee, Crystal? Okay, please.
Are we done?
Matt Crest, C-H-R-E-S-T.
Ask him if he wants to join the central committee.
Yes. Good decision. Jeremy Harbaugh.
Man, we got a lot of people here.
Indeed. Yeah. Jeremy, H-A-R-B-A-U-G-H. And you just joined? Okay.
For just this minute?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You wouldn't be on my list.
Then. Okay.
I'm sorry, what's the name again?
Jeremy Harbaugh.
B-A-U-G-H?
Correct.
Have we done that?
Okay, anybody else? Okay, Thomas Ashwell, A-S-H-W-E-L-L, from Fine Bel Air in Harford County.
The judge.
Yes, sir.
You have to be registered with a check, correct?
Okay.
Hey, thank you for coming out. So you're not registered yet?
No, I'm just registered to vote, but not to a party.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be a libertarian to be on the central committee. You can do it online. Or do it in NDA office.
NDA, Motor Vehicle?
Correct. That is correct. Yep. Okay, Robert, how many central committee members do we have?
Yeah.
Okay. What you got?
We have 31 central committee members present out of a total of 54. Are there any proxies?
Are there any proxies? Okay, hearing none, let's get going. The next is the approval of the minutes. We have minutes from the most two recent meetings that are up for approval. One was at the picnic at Dave Sten's in Northeast on August the 26th. Does anybody have any errors, corrections, omissions, or comments? Is there any objection to the passing of those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are so moved. The next is the special nominating meeting that was at the holiday party for candidates on December the 2nd. Does anybody have any errors, corrections, omissions? Bless you. Is there any objection to the passing of those minutes? Seeing none, so moved. The treasurer's report, Mr. Michael Linder, everybody should have a copy or access to a copy.
Earlier I went through and gave out copies, but more people walked in, so someone needs one, wants one. I have a few more here. So, I'll let Stu Sims walk around, but Ron there wants one. We say that you need it. So, a few of you have had a few moments to look at it. If you're modest and smiling, and look back, you looked at a couple of things. So, let you look at it. The date on it, the begin was, that was originally when we did the, I did the previous one, we were going to present the picnic, and that Saturday it rained, and the chair decided to postpone the picnic about, I think, 2 weeks, and then that report was finished, so it's kind of a longer dated one, and we decided to cut off the end date at the end of January, so that in the future, we would just have all the picnic expenses and let them.
Does anybody have any questions for the treasurer? Does anybody have?
Yes. I just want to move that the treasurer's report be accepted.
Are we closed with asking questions? No one?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the passing of the treasurer's report? Seeing none, it is so moved. Thank you. The chair's report. Right now, party membership is at 110. That was coming into today. I do apologize. That number should be higher. I've been busy, and I have not had a chance to catch up with some of the renewals from January or February. What's that?
You meant to say 120.
120. Thank you. The registration is at of the party right now. It's at 21,040. That was as of February. We're just a little bit over halfway to 1%. Why is 1% important? Because once we get 1%, of the registration on the last day of a calendar year, we're a recognized party in the state. Until then, we need to get 1% in the top of the ticket race. That race this year is our gubernatorial candidate, Sean Quinn. And then we'll remain a party for the next 2 years, just as we did when Gary Johnson got at least 1%. He actually got over 3% here in Maryland. So that's where we are right now. But our voter registration has been growing significantly in the last 5 years. We're probably, Mr. Sims, would you say the only party that has been growing consistently in the last 2 years here in the state, along with independents. So it's a very good sign. I mean, and again, people who register libertarian are forfeiting their right to vote in the primary. So they are sticking their necks out, you know, to register as libertarians. County groups right now, one of the things I'm hoping to see, and that it looks good right now, are more county and regional groups. Inevitably, eventually, it'd be nice to see each county have its own central committee that's self-functioning where you can nominate your own candidates. So I know we're early in the process. If you're looking for something to do, I urge you to get involved with the county or regional group. In particular, I would like to recognize Crystal Woodworth, who lives in northeastern Cecil County, who is doing a bang-up job with the Upper Shore group. She is posting 3 Facebook posts a day. She has great, nicely formatted emails, and she also has a fundraising event scheduled in May. And towards the end of the meeting, remind me, and be happy to have you pitch your event to everyone here. And kudos to what you're doing, and I hope you continue to do so. We are working on a new website. I currently like the website we have right now, but it does not translate well to smartphones. So Chelsea Snyder has been working on a new website, and I guess we're really at the point where we just need to transfer it over to the server. 2 weeks? Okay, great. Thank you for all you're doing on that. I also want to be more aggressive with the media this year, and I've asked Lorenzo Gastaniaga to be our party spokesperson. Lorenzo is retired. His mom lives with him, so, you know, he keeps an eye on her, but he has more time. And Lorenzo's been in the movement for 25 years. He's run for office. He's been on the LNC. He knows how to deal with the media. He knows all the tricks and trap questions that are coming down the pike that libertarians always get. So I want to be much more aggressive with that, putting out press releases and what have you. Candidates. One good thing about being a minor party in Maryland is that we have until July 2nd to file, whereas the Democrats and the Republicans, their filing period is done. So we will probably be having we'll be nominating candidates today and probably have at least one more meeting, maybe two, depending on the demand, to nominate candidates. We already have seven of the nine federal races occupied with candidates. We have two more gentlemen running today, so we can have a full slate of federal candidates, and we're running people at other levels. I particularly urge people to run into state senate level because there are a lot of races that have no competition. Like where I live in Harford County, some of you probably heard about Wayne Norman, the state senator, passing away. There's no Democrat on the ballot. In Prince George, Lauren Drew is going for nomination today in the 22nd. There's no Republican on the ballot, and there usually isn't, such as in Prince George's County, in Montgomery County, in Baltimore City. This is a great way to run to the left of the Democrats and the right of the Republicans and get some attention in these type races. Also, all the county races are up for it, with the exception of maybe Cecil County. So, you know, if you want to run, you know, and you're not sure about doing it today, please let me know, because we do have time to get you on the ballot. And one good thing about Maryland is it's not hard to get on the ballot compared to some other states, such as Pennsylvania, such as Virginia, such as Arizona, where our national chair lives, and the Arizona GOP really stuck it to them 2 years ago. So let's take advantage of that. Donations. I'm going to be giving out a couple of donations, checks to people who are running for office in my district, particularly Sean Quinn, our gubernatorial candidate, and Jenica Martin, who is running in the first in my district, and I already made a donation to Tom Ashwell, who is running for circuit court judge. I would ask everybody in the room, at least give $50 to a candidate. These people are really sticking their necks out for us. People like Jenica, Sean, Kevin Caldwell, they're driving long distances. Jenica has to go all the way to Pocomoke City in her district. Kevin all the way out to the West Virginia line. Sean, God forbid, is there any area you haven't been to yet? And he said he's down by the Solomon's Island Bridge. I mean, you know, there's no quick way of getting out of Southern Calvert County. So, you know, please help our people out. $50, it's gas money. Maybe get you some bumper stickers, you know, pens, things like that. But please show your support. These people are really working hard for us, and let's show our gratitude. And some final remarks. As you've seen in my column before, as I've said, we got 4.5 million votes. Gary Johnson did last year. And he beat the spread in 10 states. And four of those are battleground states: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Florida, and Wisconsin. If Hillary Clinton gets Gary's votes in two of those four states, she would be president and not Donald Trump. So we're on the map, and the D's and the R's know it, and they both dislike us intensely, which I take as a compliment. We're also starting to attract some interesting people to the party. For example, New Mexico, there's the current land commissioner, which is a statewide office, a very powerful office. That person oversees oil, mineral, and gas extraction, who was elected as a Republican, is going to run as a Libertarian for the U.S. Senate. Not only is he a statewide office holder, he is a cattle rancher and president of a bank and belongs to a very old-time political party. I mean, this guy, you know, he's someone of some real stature in the New Mexico party. We have a gentleman here today going for nomination who works for the Maryland Department of Health, and he's high up enough that he had to be nominated by Governor Hogan. So, and he's decided to run as a Libertarian. Let's make it as easy as possible for these people to run as Libertarians. Now, the person who should be hearing this is not here today, but let's please be careful what we say on the Facebook pages and things like that so these people don't have to defend. It's hard enough running for office, so let's maintain a professional image so these type of people will want to come and run as Libertarians. Does anybody have any questions for me regarding the chair's report or the chair's position in general? Okay, hearing none. Dr. Glazer, the program committee.
The program committee met and recommended no changes to the state program.
Okay. Normally at this point I would invite Dr. Lark to come up with his comments about what's going on in our region. As I said, Dr. Lark couldn't make it. So if you do have questions, I would ask you to say them for Mr. Sarwar when he speaks after dinner. He can give you, you know, I speak more on behalf of what's going on with the National Party. We are going to have a national convention in New Orleans this summer. Who is planning on going? One second here. Yep. Okay. Stu sends. Derek Pomeroy. Chelsea Snyder. Dean Ahmad. Chris Wallace. Chelsea. Chris Wallace. Scott Spencer. David Lasher. Jenica Martin. Eric Blitz. Cornelius. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris Hogg. H-A-A-G. You're not a member of the party. You did join? Okay. Okay. A-G. Okay, Cornelius. Cornelius. Kyle Wagner. Crystal. Okay. Crystal Woodward. Maria Edenbow. Jason Summers. Ben Krause. Janai Go. You have a good time. Janai Hall. Sean Quinn. Christine Smith. I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. Okay, Brandy King. Kyle Wagner. And I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Connor Knox.
Are you a member of the State of the National Party?
Yes.
Okay, and you are? Okay. Connor Knox, K-N-O-X. Jacqueline Morris. Matt Geiger. And myself. We only get 21. How many do you have? Okay, we have slots for 25, 21, and we have 25. Is there anybody of the 25 that raised their hands that may be kind of 50-50-ish? Here's what we do. Normally we give out 21, and we put everybody on the remaining members on the central committee on the alternates list, because rarely do we send a full slate of delegates to the convention. So is there, out of the four, raise their hand, or is there anybody who's willing to be be listed as an alternate, and you would be then picked first, the first four people that would be picked of those who can't, eventually will not be going? Cornelius? Okay. Yeah. But I think it's still important for you to be there since you're going to be speaking. Crystal? What's that? Okay. So one more person. Is there one more person? Chris Hogg, H-A-A-G.
Are the ones that are taking off?
Yeah. Okay. That are willing to be alternates.
Can we also give our alternates to other states?
Yes. There are some states that will allow you to participate that in a different delegation, such as our stripper in Orlando, which is originally from Michigan, and the fine state of Pennsylvania allowed him to serve in their delegation. Cornelius. Crystal. Chris Hogg, AHAG, Cornelius, and Crystal Woodworth. Okay, we have those 21 again, and thank you to those who are willing to be alternates. Everyone else who's on the Central Committee whose name was not on there will automatically delisted as an alternate. And like I said, we rarely send a full slate of delegates to the convention, but I hope you all can make it. You'll have a good time. And again, if we have more than enough, let me know. I will work to find you a different delegation that you can participate in. And I hope you go. You'll have a good time. Is there anything else you... Dina Bob. I don't think they have to be Central Committee.
They don't.
Right.
Any of them are not.
Were any of those of you not Central Committee members of the 21 that are going down? You're not, Kyle?
No. I don't think I'm officially a Central Committee.
Okay. Would you like to be? Okay. Yes. Yes. Correct. Anything else, Dean? Dean, anything else?
Did he just join?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was already a member. Any other questions regarding the convention delegates? All right, hearing none, let's nominate some candidates. First will be David.
We didn't take a vote on the 21.
Is there any objection to electing the slate of 21 potential delegates to the National Convention in New Orleans, Louisiana, June 30th through July 4th?
If I object, can we use Dean's...
Upon penalty of death. Yes.
Clarification. Are we doing all three at the same time? Or
Anyone who is a Central Committee member who's not on the original list is automatically added as an alternate.
Well, I think the way Dean put it, this is the vote on the 21.
Well, right.
The separate vote on the 21.
Yeah, I guess that's my
right.
point.
Is there any objection to the list of 21 delegates going to the convention representing the Maryland LP? Is there any objection to the list of alternates? Sir.
No, I'm not objecting, but I believe that usually for alternates, we take the rest of the Central Committee, and then we ask people who don't want to be, rather than actually having a vote on it. That's what we've done in the past.
That's my understanding, yes.
I think the motion is there any objection to having the other Central Committee members, plus the ones that took themselves off the original to be our alternate.
Is there any objection to what Dr. Glazer just said? Hearing none, seeing none, just so moved.
Point of information?
Sir.
Does the National Party put a limit on how many alternates we get elected?
I think 50.
And we might have a problem with that?
No. And like I said before, if at the last minute you really want to go, contact me first. And if I can't get you on, I will find another delegation to get you seated in. Mr. Farwar.
So there's a limit of 50 for alternates. The requirement for you have to submit a list of delegates to the Credentials Committee. That list can be changed up to and including during the time of the convention. So if you're 50 as a Central Committee member, don't include somebody who ends up going, then your state chair or your convention chair
and go to the Credentials Committee and swap out alternates. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's 30 days before the start of the convention that everything must be set? I would say by Memorial Day.
Dimensional rules, but it's not Maryland. Right. Maryland rules that you got to be named today.
Right, no, I understand.
Maryland has rules that would not allow you to get put on at the last second. However, most states do not. So if you show up and you're from Maryland and it's too late for you to be a Maryland delegate, It's usually not very hard to find another state that will let you go on, especially if the Maryland delegation vouches for you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Hearing none, let us start nominating some candidates for office. First is David Lasher. He is wishes to run for the 3rd Congressional District that is currently occupied by John Sarbanes. I would tell you where it's located, but it encompasses half the counties in Maryland, arguably the most gerrymandered district in the country. Mr. Lasher, come on. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me? So I want to do three things. I want to introduce myself to you, tell you who I am. I want to tell you why I'm running, and then I want to ask you support. So who am I? Personally, I'm just living in Annapolis with my 12 years, Margaret, my fourth grade daughter, Sarah, and we all enjoyed baseball. That is our pleasure. Having gone to school in New England, I am, yes, a Red Sox fan. My wife.
Yeah.
I won't be leading with that in my campaign. My wife grew up in Brooklyn after immigrating from Taiwan. She is a Yankee fan. We're raising a devoted Orioles fan. She plays, we're getting ready for Little League, and she plays with boys, and competes very well against them. Professionally, I'm an IT guy. I'm an IT executive. I started back in Y2K years. I went to the dot-com era. I ended up joining IBM in their consulting organization. I helped very large companies put in very large systems to help them with their customers. Better understand their customers, better serve their customers. After a couple of years of being a partner at IBM, I decided I wanted to do other things. I moved into the private equity world. I'm a turnaround guy for technology-intensive projects and investments. After a couple of years of that, I had the opportunity to join the Hogan administration. I decided to do so for two reasons. One, I wanted to get off the road. The consulting life was difficult. And two, I wanted to contribute to my home state. So that was 2016. I joined as the CIO, the Chief Information Officer, of the $14 billion Department of Health. I helped stabilize, put together a blueprint for modernization. We're still executing on that. That blueprint will be for years. For this audience, I would share that I am the person in the state of Maryland who brought forth the system by which you can register for medical cannabis. I worked very closely with Joyce Strand, who you might know as the commissioner of the Cannabis Commission, working through the legal issues that I'm sure everybody was following. Stayed very close to some of the growers and processors. So that was 2016. At the end of 2016, we changed secretary, Dennis Schrader from Howard County, you know. Cabinet member became the secretary of the Department of Health, asked me to be the number two guy. So I was the chief of staff and the chief operating officer. What he and I focused on, he's an operations guy like Nate, and we focused on operational excellence for the department. What we were trying to do and what we've had good success in doing is to get the department to be better able to do what it said it would do. Of the many accomplishments from last calendar year, I think what I'm most proud of is what we did at the intersection of criminal justice and behavioral health. That is questions of mental competency to stand trial, questions of treatment for substance use disorders or addictions. I would submit that under my leadership, working with a good team, we fixed in the second half of 2017 problems that had been lingering for 20 or 30 years, depending on who you talk to. We've been cited for our work publicly by both sides of the aisle in the assembly. That was December. Have received plaudits from judges at the district and circuit levels. Very proud of accomplishments there. We have some legislation that's going, bipartisan legislation, going through the assembly right now that will lock in rights for defendants and inmates in regard to the condition, the number of days that they can be denied trial if they are deemed mentally incompetent. It's something I'm proud of. So as I was doing this work in kind of 16-17, I was also, you know, now out of the consulting world, following politics again, and as I followed the 2016 presidential election cycle, I became increasingly dismayed and appalled by both the substance and the tone of everything that I was hearing from all of the candidates. I was aligned with John Kasich. That was my candidate. I was involved in his campaign here in Maryland. By the time we got through the 16 election cycle, by the time I, like you, watched what was happening in Washington, D.C. in 2017, I emerged at the end of 2000. I began to think about my political affiliation, which was Republican. I began to do my reading. I began to do my online viewing, and lo and behold, I found that way back when I was 18, I should have declared libertarian at that point in time. I just didn't know. So I'm stand proud before you. I decided after talking to Bob that I could not stand on the sideline any longer and just watch what's happening in D.C. I wanted to try to do something about it. So what do I ask? I ask for support for this vote that's coming up. I want to run a campaign and be an agent for doing what I call breaking the political duopoly. It might serve us well in the 20th century. It is not serving us well here 20 years into the 21st century. We need something different. That is what I want to bring about. I ask your support, and I'll take your questions.
Mr. Blitz.
Maybe top two or three issues are you going to focus your campaign on or try to drive more?
I think number one for me, because I think fundamentally, what we are lacking is competition in politics, political competition. So that's the principle. What does that mean to me? It means a constitutional amendment to bring about an end to gerrymandering. It means, constitutional amendment to put limits on members of the House, members of the Senate, and federal judges. It means more transparency in campaign finance and something that I saw. I used to be a congressional staffer years ago in D.C., and the movement from the hill down to State Street, I don't know exactly what can be done about that, but we need to try to do something more than has been done so far. That would probably be number one. Number two, from a policy perspective for me, is probably the pistol imbalance we have, the shameful and dangerous level of spending that is now upon us, debt accumulating at the federal level at $1 trillion a year. This is not just wasteful. It is a threat to our liberties, and so that would be another one of my big issues.
Other questions, Dean Ahmad.
What's your position on the national foreign policy, specifically with regard to intervention in Syria and in Afghanistan? And would you, in Congress, be part of the movement to cut off funds on the grounds of the declaration of war that exists, and therefore the president should be engaged?
Let me tell you the general and specific. In general, I would describe my approach, my thinking, as a restrained realism. I found that that's what Plato calls it as well. I believe that anything that, any kind of action that any reasonable person would describe as war, that is an action that the president, the executive, needs to take to Congress for approval. I believe that it is a dangerous world, and we can't retreat all the way to our beaches, but where we have allies, they need to carry their share. I do not believe on foreign policy that we have made a good transition from the Cold War era to the current era, and I would support, I am not versed in the details of what's going on in the Middle East, but I am not supportive of what's been going on there, and I think that I would agree with some of the kind of propositions you just put forth.
You're not a central committee member. Does anybody have any, do you have an objection to allowing him to ask you a question?
Does the body have an objection?
Does the body have any objection? You're Michael Heise?
Yes.
Does anybody have any objection with Mr. Heise asking a question? No, go ahead.
As somebody experienced in IT, how do you feel about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency more generally? And if it's not something that you're very versed on, would you be open to learning more about?
The fundamental, the underlying technology is blockchain technology, and I see blockchain technology as being democratizing. I see it as protecting individuality going forward. I am very excited about this potential, and I'm actually working on, we are looking at putting it in place for birth certificates and birth certificates in particular here in Maryland, just starting that process.
Any other questions? Cornelius, keep in mind, folks, we've got several other more candidates we have to nominate, and we have to get this meeting done by 6 o'clock. Cornelius.
What steps would you take to reduce irresponsible spending?
Irresponsible spending.
Yeah. It's something you mentioned earlier, so I'd like you to elaborate on it.
So I think the what I've learned from my perch at the Department of Health is that the spending question is challenging, but what the reason the spending question is challenging is because there's a more fundamental problem with government agencies and programs. And the fundamental problem is that there's no accountability. There is no accountability. Nobody holds policymakers or agency heads or directors accountable for doing what they said they were going to do with the money that was given to them. To control the money, 20 years ago when I was on the Hill, or maybe it was even 30 years ago, I wasn't in favor of a balanced budget amendment, but I am now because I don't see any other way to keep Washington from spending the way it now is.
Any other questions? Dr. Glaser.
Can you use the word libertarian on all of your campaign documents? And all the other candidates, please answer the same question.
I will, and I have proof with my first piece of campaign documentation that emphasizes vote libertarian.
Sir, Mr. Boyce, did you have a question?
Yeah, we review the national platform, and are there any points in the platform that you would disagree with?
Disagree with, campaign against, no. Do I find some of it not 100% in alignment with what I believe? Yes, that's true. I think that, but I'm very comfortable with the LP platform and principles as I've read them on the National Party website.
Any other questions? Paul.
I support the right to bear and keep and bear arms, like any right. I think that I know that it's a fundamental right. It doesn't mean that it will be an unregulated right. I think that one thing that we should consider, the type of person that I am, is if I can give a little to get something important settled, I will do that. So some minor discussion about as folks at Cato were doing, discussion of maybe a limit on clips of
20 cartridges, possibly. But my belief in the Second Amendment comes not just from what I call recreation, you know, hunting, protecting your home. I think it is fundamental to us protecting our liberties. When I see what's happening on the progressive, regressive left and what they're doing on college campuses and the intolerance and the violence, I think it's important for us to have the Second Amendment. Second Amendment and protecting those.
Okay. Any other questions? Ben.
Sorry. With that, I do have a question. If you're willing to sacrifice certain things with gun rights, what other things are you willing to sacrifice?
I don't know. I'm not a purist. I'm not Dr. Mayer. I am very comfortable with, and I'm going to repeat it, with everything that I read on the LP website as principles. But I don't believe that I would pass a test of, you know, 20 questions and get 20 right. That's not the candidate that I am. But I submit to you that I am fundamentally, properly, libertarian, and I'm here to take your cause out into all of Maryland and bring more people this way.
Okay, any other questions? Seeing none, this requires 60% vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Congratulations.
I hope you can get that. Thank you.
Next, Dr. David Griggs running in the 7th Congressional District. That is occupied by Western Baltimore County and Western Baltimore City.
Thank you.
Could you be a little more concise?
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me to present to you, and I'm looking forward to getting the nomination for the Libertarian Party of Maryland for the 7th Congressional District. My name is David Griggs. I was born in Florida. I attended school in Florida. I received a PhD in nuclear physics from the University of Florida. After that, I worked for about 35 years for various Department of Defense and NASA contractors as both a physicist and a technical manager. I retired about 4 years ago from the Applied Physics Laboratory, which is a division of Johns Hopkins University. I'm married to a retired teacher. I've been involved in libertarian activity since the early 70s when I was in graduate school. I'm excited to have the opportunity to run for the 7th district as a libertarian. As you undoubtedly know, this district has been gerrymandered to be strongly Democratic and a majority-minority district. So we have a real challenge in gaining any kind of traction in this district. But I think the Libertarian Party has some parts of its platform that will be attractive to even left-leaning Democrats. The thing I think would be the main issue that I would discuss with the constituents of this district would be the Libertarian position on the war on drugs. This ridiculous and failed program has been especially detrimental to minority communities. They have suffered from unfairly high incarceration rates generated by this absurd program that's been around for about 40 years now. The numerous felony convictions have resulted in the expenditures of vast amounts of money, your money, and the inappropriate harming of numerous lives. When you get a felony conviction, your whole life is changed significantly. In addition, the legalization of all drugs for adults will eliminate the lucrative financial aspects of the illegal drug trade and attract many young people to quit the traditional routes to careers that would be contributing to the community and go into an area that will possibly ruin their lives. It may be indicative of an abundance of optimism, but I look forward to using my strongly held beliefs and understanding of the libertarian philosophy to convince my fellow representatives in the House that government governs best when it governs least, and our country was founded on the rights of liberty, life, and the pursuit of happiness for every individual, regardless of where you come from, what you look like, what your beliefs are. Thank you for your time.
Any questions for Dr. Griggs? Mr. Quinn.
Really, only one question for every candidate. Are you willing to do what it takes to win this office?
When I talked to Bob, first of all, when he said he like to have somebody volunteer to run for the 7th District. I looked up the 7th District, and I looked at it, and I said, wow, this is a real challenge, and this is exactly the kind of challenge I'd like to address. Because I think if we give up because it's a majority-minority district and it's strongly Democratic, I think there are arguments that we can readily make to the constituents of that district that will attract them to our party and attract votes to me.
Is that a yes?
That's a yes.
Any other questions for Dr. Griggs? Dr. Glazer.
Yes, I will.
Any other questions? Mr. Spezio.
You say that one of your platforms is to address the war on drugs.
Right.
And one of the things I would strongly recommend to you is to perhaps address where Elijah Cummings has fallen short in those areas.
That's a good suggestion. I think that's true. I'm not really interested as a candidate of campaigning against Elijah Cummings because I'm pretty sure in his campaign, he's not going to even recognize that he's a libertarian.
And Tony, may I suggest that you speak with Dr. Griggs afterwards, your suggestions?
Yeah,
I'm looking more for questions.
Also, I wanted to ask you, with regard to foreign policy, what is your stance with regard to the entire Bill of Rights, including the right to keep share on the side of that?
So you have two questions, foreign policy and the Second Amendment. Well, I think the Second Amendment is fairly clear. We've, over the years, put restrictions on the Second Amendment, and there's a lot of talk about putting more restrictions on the Second Amendment. Almost all of them are completely ridiculous. I understand the concern that people have for things like what's the size of the magazine, should you have a bump stock, what kind of gun should you have. Well, we learned in the 20s and 30s that when we ban anything that people want, it just makes it illegal.
So you're for the Second Amendment?
I'm completely for
good.
The Second
What's your second question, Tony? Tony, what's your second question?
What do you feel the role of our military is? Do you feel that we owe any country around the world either defense warfare or financial warfare?
Well, there's a section in the U.S. Constitution that says that treaties are the supreme law of the land. So you have to address that from a treaty perspective. Okay. Now, in terms of going to war, the only people who can say we're going to war is the Congress. And recent history has shown that we've made bad decisions in that situation, most of the situations. I think there could be situations that come up where we would think it would be the right thing to do to help allies. But I think unless we're in danger or our allies are in complete danger, then we should stay out of other countries.
Does anybody have any other questions? Sir.
You mentioned you were had a PhD in nuclear physics.
That's right.
Okay. Do you have any plans on, shall we say, bringing nuclear power back to this country?
I would be in favor of nuclear power.
I may be wrong. I believe there's certain restrictions into actually building new nuclear power plants. And with the given the recent advances in nuclear technology, it's not what it used to be. It's actually.
Let him answer your question.
I'm sorry.
My apologies. I'm in favor of nuclear power, but I think it's not the business of the government. The business of the government is to protect us, but not necessarily to make commercial decisions.
Well, not so much making commercial, but making less restriction.
Yes, he just said that. Any other questions? Steve.
Follow-up question on that. What about the vast subsidies of the nuclear power industry and the limits on liability and on the Price-Anderson Act?
in the interest of time, could this hold off? I mean, this is getting really specific.
I'll just make one statement. All subsidies come from our pocket. Okay. So I'm not in favor of subsidies for...
I don't want to get into real hardcore minutia, folks, of, you know, for our candidates. All those in favor of Dr. Griggs' nomination, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Thank you. Lauren Drew, who is running for the state second in the 22nd district. This is in the Hyattsville area, currently held for a long time by Paul Pinsky.
Hi, my name is Lauren Drew. I have only really been in Maryland for about 4 years, so part of this speech is actually asking you all to help me better understand what else do I need to think about. I've got a couple ideas for my platform, but I'm really open to hearing if I'm missing something, if I have a blind spot, if there's something I don't understand, please let me know. So basically, born and raised in New Jersey, came down to D.C. for undergrad, in the belly of the beast, I guess you will. That's actually where I discovered libertarianism, believe it or not, in D.C. Interned at Cato, volunteered for Ron Paul 2008, ended up going to law school, bad life choice, don't recommend it. Hated it, practiced law for a hot second, hated it, quit, moved back down here, and I'm just kind of a decent policy nerd. But one thing I've sort of learned is you gotta pay attention to what's going on in your local area, and that's actually why I'm running for state senate as opposed to, kudos to the guys running for Congress, God bless you, but I'm really interested in learning more about what's going on in the local area and representing the state of Maryland. I know traditionally Maryland is a very blue state, there are some red pockets, and I think we're just not doing, the Democrats are not doing a service to Maryland by the vice grip of control they have. There's no freedom of discovering new policies, trying new things out. And I think, you know, seeing this many people here, I'm kind of excited because I, in PG County, don't know any other libertarians. Anyone else here from PG County? Anybody? Okay! Yay! We do exist. Fabulous! Because I didn't know a single one. So part of what I'm trying to do, as Bob said, Senator Pinsky has not been challenged seriously in 20 years? Very long time. So, you know, the voters deserve some other name on the ballot, someone else to talk about some different issues, and hopefully have some conversations that maybe people haven't had before. So a couple of things I'm thinking about are school choice and a Maryland state scholarship tax credit. I know it's worked really well in other states. I'm interested in seeing how it could be applied here. As well as virtual and online schooling options. It's not something Maryland has gotten too far involved in, but I think would be something really interesting. Obviously, Maryland is doing better than some places in terms of decriminalization and expanding access to the marijuana market. I'd like to continue to see that. I'm also interested, as hopefully Representative Blazer was saying, about electoral change and gerrymandering, and I'm also interested in the idea of ranked choice voting in local elections. So if anyone has any interested in that, I'd love to hear more about your ideas. I do have a website, so if you're curious, it's drewfor22.org. I got really lucky that my last name is consistent. And if you have any questions or you have any ideas for other things I should be thinking about, email me at warren@drewfor22.com, and I will take questions.
Mr. Blitz?
Delegate Turner just introduced last Thursday, I guess, a bill to require home school students to have their home inspected by Department of Education for a bunch of potential violations of whether child abuse or whatever. So my question is,
do
you oppose that kind of
question? Yeah, I think that's incredibly invasive. I don't think that's, I mean, I'm all for homeschooling and other educational opportunities. I don't particularly want to see the state with that level of.
If I may, Ms. Drew, have you read the Maryland program, state party program, and is there anything in there with which you object?
I may differ slightly on a few minor things, but in general, I'm quite much with it.
Would you be comfortable in supporting the retraining of currently existing police officers with non-lethal
methods for dealing with criminal activity, and would you be willing to put that into your platform?
Definitely open to criminal justice and policing reform. Not as well versed on it, to be honest, but definitely would be interested in learning more about that and possibly incorporating it.
Dr. Glazer?
Two questions. One, will you use the word libertarian in your campaign material? Two, do you plan to join the Maryland Libertarian Party?
I have, I believe. Do I owe money? I was a Republican, and then Trump was the last straw for me, and I did register libertarian.
Okay. Yeah. Ms. Widow?
Great idea. I'm literally just getting started. I'm open to hearing about if anyone has an idea on how to do that. Yeah, they're great. I knew them way back in the day from Andrew, who was actually with me, you know, but as far as I know, you can get a table and go to student events. I have friends who are luckily like students there who can hopefully get me in, but yeah, anyone who's got any connection to Maryland, teaching Maryland, anything down there, please send me an email and
Any other questions? All those in favor of Ms. Drew's nomination say aye. All those opposed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Indeed. Doug Stanley, are you running?
Yeah, I might as well give it a
shot. Okay. That's the spirit.
All right.
My fellow Dundalkian, her former Dundalkian.
I'm Doug Stanley, and I would like to get the nomination for County Council in Baltimore County of District 7. I'm a longtime resident of the Dundalk area. I am not good with public speaking, so forgive me, and I've got a slight headache. I'm kind of off. So my background is in 1999, I started my own web hosting company. I'm in IT. And I ran that for 10 years and then got rid of that and moved into corporate IT. So I currently work in D.C. at National Geographic as an infrastructure engineer. And pictures kind of threw me off a little bit. Don't feel that I'm terribly photogenic. Anyway. So as an infrastructure engineer, I spend most of my time at work solving problems. Being that, you know, this isn't a skill set that a whole lot of people have, I figured I could use it to help my local community, and I'm worried about a lot of the changes that are happening in my local community, and I want to make sure that the changes in the county stance towards the Dundalk, Essex, and Middle River areas are benefiting the people of the area.
Any questions? I'll ask you a question. How are you on the Campaign for Liberty and other groups have been putting, have been what I consider anti-immigrant with the sanctuary, against the sanctuary state legislation? How are you on that?
I feel that we should have a clear path to immigration. We should not hold people up. We should, what's the right word I want? I'm pro-immigration because we're an aging economy and we need to have strong, positive immigration and educated immigration to come in as well. My girlfriend immigrated from South Korea her parents immigrated her when she was 3. She is actually a psychologist at the VA. So I'm pro-immigration. No problem with it.
Any other questions? Oh, are you familiar with the state party program? And if so, do you have any objections, major objections to it?
I am familiar. I do not have any major objections.
Okay. Mr. Fizio.
I don't know, I'm going back a little bit.
Do you have a question or?
I do. Okay. Back in the day, there was talk about eminent domain in the Essex and Middle River area. And I don't know what's left of the Essex Middle River community in action, but I don't know if I'm going to touch base with those folks.
I'm not.
Assuming you're against eminent domain.
I am not a big fan of eminent domain. It really depends, though, on what they're trying to use eminent domain on. If it's like, you know, they're trying to build a road, I'm not a big fan of it.
I think it was a lot worse than that, but okay.
But I'm not versed with the eminent domain thing you're referring to, so.
This goes back a number.
Basically, they wanted to plow a portion of Essex waterfront property where relatively poor people lived for a long time to put in new expensive housing.
Didn't they do that?
No, it was overturned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about 15 years ago.
Because they built, like, right between Essex and Middle River. They tore down a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it was out by Turkey Point.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Steve.
Are you running to win? Are you running to educate? Or are you just going to have your name about
it? I'm running to win and educate.
Do you have a plan for how you're going to win?
Not fully right now, but I've been doing some research on the Todd Crandall guy who's in there, and I'm not a big fan of him. And I feel that, you know, he's really just kind of sitting in office, and he's really not doing much for us. So I think that with my base of people whom I know in the area and whatnot, that I can create a nice, diverse movement of people to get my word out.
Any other questions? Seeing Robert.
The former county council District 7, right?
Yes.
And will you be the vegetarian?
Yes, on everything.
Yes. All those in favor of Mr. Stanley's nomination say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Congratulations.
You need this?
Yeah. Christopher Randers. He is running for state senate in the 35th district, that is northern and eastern Harford County, where the state senator just passed away a week ago, Wayne Norman.
All right. Thank you, John.
Johnston. So you're halfway there. Close enough.
So how are you guys doing? It's great to be here. It's really an honor. Okay, so I believe firmly in the principles of the Libertarian Party. My primary goal is to dramatically increase the regulations on cannabis in our state. I've held office in the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Law for 2 years. I also run the Maryland Cannabis Club, which currently has over 2,000 members. I intend to run as a candidate of the position of District 35, Maryland State Senator, and I humbly ask for your nomination as members of the Libertarian Party of Maryland.
Questions?
And I'll see you.
Mr. Ashwell.
Chris, are you aware of what the Republicans are trying to do with that seat?
I'm not aware.
Okay. I'm curious.
Okay.
You and I discussed it the other day.
Yeah.
I have no idea. This has all been news to me, actually.
I'll tell you about it later. Dina Mod.
Are you running to win, to educate, or just have your name on the ballot?
I want all three things to happen.
And what's your plan for winning?
Well, I'm going to incorporate my members on my cannabis club. I'm going to make some videos, social media, signs.
I will say that chances are Chris will have a one-on-one race. The Democrats did not file any candidates unless the Greens or an independent petitions. It's just going to be Chris versus the Republican seat holder, just like Lauren had in her district. Are you familiar with the Maryland State Party program? And if so, are there any objections to it?
No.
We will use the word libertarian in all your communications. Okay. Cornelius.
Other than marijuana, what do you have to offer the voters of your district?
Well, I firmly believe in the Second Amendment. I'm registered as a firearms collector.
Okay.
So, to follow up on that question, single issue candidates don't win. If you're here to win, as you answered earlier, you need to have more than one or maybe two issues. Are you willing to do a lot more research to have a well-rounded platform?
Absolutely. And I do have firm beliefs in hemp in general, industrial hemp.
As far as the questions about power, I would like us to see biodiesels, biofuels.
Any other questions? By the way, I'm not against single-issue candidacies. They can draw a significant amount of attention. I think, if anything, some candidates use too many issues that people drown in. You really have one or two. You know, I'll give Trump his credit on this. What was it? Build the wall in China. I mean, just hammered it home constantly. So you want
Republicans and Democrats disagree.
So that's up to you, but I'm not against a single-issue candidate. You're getting the message out. Dr. Glazer. State Senate 35th. Yeah.
And you plan to join the Maryland Libertarian Party in the near future?
I am a member.
I don't think you are.
I have my registration card on me.
No, but you actually become a dues paying member. That's what he means.
No, yeah, I'll do that. whatever,
$15,000.
Payable to Robert S. Johnston III.
Is this for the $20 thing we were just talking about?
Correct.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Any other questions for Chris? Hearing all those in favor of his nomination, say aye. All those opposed?
Opposed.
Thank you. Congratulations. Indeed. Is there anyone else who wishes to run for office, right, or to be nominated right now? Sir?
My name's Mike Wyden.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We talk on the phone.
Yeah. You're also from the peninsula?
I'm also from, it's a different number of districts. But I'm also from L-Y-D-E-N, first name Michael. And I am also from District 7 for the councilman, but for state, I am from District 6, which is basically the same. There's a couple itty-bitty little neighborhoods that are in and out of the other ones.
So which specific seat were you running?
Six district state delegates.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm from Dundalk. I'm a long-time resident from there. I'm a dropout from Towson University, music education major, already starting on parade, aren't we? I am a full-time delivery driver. I've been doing that for about 8 years now, and I mean full-time. It's a very long schedule. I'm doing this, I was sort of inspired. It's a really, lack of a better word, I was inspired by the last presidential election. More specifically, I was actually out making a delivery over on Utah Street, and I was thinking about during the primary. This was right before the primary ended, and they were down to five candidates. You all know Cruz, Trump, you all the rest. And I was just thinking to myself, this is it. No one else is showing up to this party. This is it. Holy crap, what happened? And it's something I've been thinking about for a long time, but I never really had that extra oomph to do it. And I discussed with you before on the phone, it was back in 2010, John Olszewski, who was the incumbent for county councilman, ran unopposed. I did not know that until the actual election day. And I'm just thinking, like, he was so popular at that particular time. But, like, nobody, not even, the Republicans didn't even bother to go up against them. Like, and I thought, I really wish I had just thrown my name out there just to do it, just to give the people of Dundalk and Essex and Edgemere just a choice. And that's what I really am trying to do. I'm giving more of a choice to the people of Dundalk. This is going to be an uphill battle where I am. Because this used to be, Dundalk and Edgemere used to be a Democratic stronghold. It's funny because regionally they're not the same, but I consider it part of the Rust Belt. Because the whole town was built on the Bethlehem Steel Plant. And I remember it was like fourth month.
Is there specific you want to run on?
Okay. Just getting to the point. Sorry. The main issues I want to run on is legalizing marijuana in the state of Maryland. And I should point out, and I'm sure a lot of you are the same, I've never touched this stuff. I never smoked this stuff, but I want to legalize it because I see not only are you putting people who have not done anything to anyone else in prison, but also because I see it as a huge economic boost for our state. The other thing is that the governor wants to build a maglev train, a 300-mile-per-hour train between Baltimore and D.C. And as there was a recent newspaper article from the Baltimore Sun, estimated $10 billion of Maryland taxpayer money will go into this thing. On a train that goes literally has two stops. Maybe one for WWI, don't get. Wrapping it up. Also, open carry, as well as protecting the personal rights, religious rights. I really want to make sure in this state we don't have another one of those cake controversies going to the Supreme Court. I want to make a law where it says that if you have a personal issue, if you are a business owner and you have a personal issue, a personal belief that may interfere with you selling your product to the public, you should have a sign out front that says specifically what it is. And I want that they actually have the right to say that. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, wrap it up.
Does anybody have are you familiar with the state party program, and do you have any objections with it?
No objections.
Will you be putting libertarian on all your communications?
I would, yes.
Okay, great. Any other questions for Mr. Leiden? Dina Mon.
On the religious freedom thing, would you be willing to take some kind of action, and if so, what, in the legislature to prevent the kind of administrative executive orders like COVID to prevent anyone who supports the boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel from doing business with the state?
I find that immensely unconstitutional. I find it immensely short answer, yes. Yes, I would definitely. It's just that
it's good enough.
Yes, good enough.
Okay.
Yes.
Shelter.
Just a clarification. When you said that they need to put signs outside, what are you saying that, like, if I'm a Christian, I need to put signs that said land? Because that's kind of like Star David.
No.
Stuff.
I'm not sure if that's like. Well, I think there's a bit of a difference there. The thing with me is, I believe that this whole issue that's in the Supreme Court could have been solved very easily. Yes, sorry.
Okay, right there. Okay, good.
So, could have been solved very easily if they just made it perfectly clear to the public what their policy was. It's to be anything as simple as we reserve the right to refuse service.
Dr. Glazer.
You're saying
to
join the Maryland Libertarian Party?
Yes. I'm currently a registered member. I believe you mean a dues-paying member. Yes.
Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of his nomination say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Yeah.
Let's take a show of hands. All those in favor of his nomination, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. All those opposed. Okay, you have the nomination. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think we're 6. Any other candidates? Matthew?
Yeah. My name is Clint. Okay. All right, my background, I'm going to be
what?
I only got myself a homeless kid job for 12 years, spent most of it in plain clothes doing archive stuff, so I've been the bad guy, I see where it leads to, don't want to do that anymore. On the flip side, back in September, I got hit for DUI in Arthur County. I'll be honest with that. Went through inpatient rehab, outpatient rehab, met a lot of great people. I've been sober going 6 months now. So now I have seen the opposite side of what I was doing in the early part of my career. And I was much to do rehab and had opioid abuse.
Lorenzo wants it off.
I'm doing that or whatever, we can do the resolution. That's
No. Questions for Mr. Kress? Oh, and you're running specifically for the Harford County Council?
District B.
B, okay.
Bill Woods is my opposition.
Any questions for Mr. Kress? Are you familiar with the state party program?
Yes.
And do you have any objections to it?
No.
Will you be using Libertarian in all your communications?
Of course.
No, okay.
Polls. All
excellent. Any questions for Mr. Kress? All those in favor of his nomination, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Congratulations. Did somebody else have their hand up regarding wanting to run for office? Holly?
Yep.
And you are running for?
Oratory right now.
For what?
Oratory right now.
Okay. Here you go.
Hello, everybody. I'm Holly Harris. Some people call me Holly Hood. I've been my pleasure to be a part of the campaign of Sean Quinn. I've been talking to Bob Johnson a couple of months, and now I'm deciding to run. Right now, I'm from Montgomery County. I went to school there. I'm very familiar with the area. I actually was in the entertainment industry, doing film and television for about 10 years. So now I'm transferring over to the politics world. I feel that with my connections and things that I have, maybe I'll be more people open to the Libertarian Party. I'm also on Fault Lines on 105.5 FM, Political Talk Radio. You guys can catch me there every Friday. And hopefully you guys will be able to have opportunity to give me a chance. I'm really fighting for legalization of marijuana, as well as decriminalizing it so people will be able to get let out of incarceration and those type of things. I also homeschool my children. I've been homeschooling my 7-year-olds for quite some time, so I'm very big on education, and I also want to be able to have programs open for more parents and more mothers to be able to stay home and homeschool their kids with a budget and funding.
Hey, Holly, forgive me for interrupting you.
Sure.
Is there a specific race you were looking to run for, the state senate?
I would actually be county council.
County council, okay. Montgomery County Council.
Montgomery County. Starts from the bottom down. Yeah.
And you live in Germantown, right?
Yeah, I live in Germantown. Okay. So I hope you guys, I'll be very good to represent you. My name is Holly Hood, and because of that, I'll just let you know I'm representing the whole neighborhood. That is what that's for. Some people don't understand. People have hood and ghetto mixed up. The ghetto is hood is for the neighborhood. So I'm Holly Hood, and that's what I would like to be called, and that's what I'll be running for. Thank you. Any questions?
Chelsea?
Yeah, just to clarify, you said that you want more programs for mothers, but is that money coming out of tax money? Like how? What?
I mean, right now, the tax money is going towards the schools. I just think the schools are overcrowded, especially my gear would more be towards the elementary school kids. Because I think the smaller groups are better, and some of them actually need some time with their mothers a little bit more additionally. And we have groups and stuff like that for the homeschooling kids, so they don't lose out on structure. My kids also do basketball, ballet, you know, to do other structures. But I think as far as my children are 7, but they're on a nine-year-old level. So they're in second grade, so they're on third and fourth reading and math level, and I think it's because I was able to have time individually with them.
So would you sort like tax breaks and tax cuts for people who are homeschooling their children?
Like, I would think, what I'm actually proposing to do is that if, you know, each kid should be worth some type of dollar amount, to say, you know,
right. To the school.
Exactly. So we would actually project that amount towards the parents.
Okay.
We'll be giving that to the parents instead of then the teachers.
Mr. Sims?
Montgomery County Council has at large and specific district. Are you running the specific district or at large?
The specific district, I think mine is 5th, if I'm not mistaken.
Is your plan to run for the 5th?
Yes, that would be my plan.
Are you running to win, to educate, or?
Oh, I play to win. I don't do anything unless I think I'm going to win, and I really think I am going to win.
Yeah.
I think it's the first thing I also do right now, like I said, on Fault Lines, what I do is educate people a lot. I've swayed a lot of people's minds of libertarianism and actually introduced people that had no idea about it. I just think the key thing is education. Even if we don't win, we're still educating. Just think about how Gary Johnson started off as a 1-digit, now he's in the double digits. The next thing you know, it keeps going.
Any other questions for Ms. Harris? Dr. Glazer.
Two questions. Do you use the word libertarian on your literature?
Of course. I do it now. I'm Hollywood's urban libertarian is what they call me.
Very good. Do you plan to join the Maryland Libertarian Party?
Yes, I believe I'm a part of it. I'm a part of the national party. But,
right, the state party.
Oh, the state party. Yes. Yeah, I'm here now. Let's join. That was definitely a guess. I'm here. Let's join.
Okay.
Join now. That was that, the answer.
Any other questions from the chairs? All those in favor of her nomination say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
I'm watching you. Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
All right.
Any other potential candidates? Like I said before, we will have at least one more nominating meeting, maybe two if the demand is there. And we have until July 2nd. Also, all of those of you who have been nominated, you will be getting a certificate of nomination signed off by Dr. Glazer and I. Be sure to take that to the Board of Elections with you to get on the ballot. Okay, since we don't have any more candidates, now it's time for the election of officers. Since the state requires us to do that separately for chair, I am now going to invite Ms. Snyder, the vice chair of the Maryland LP, to take over the mic.
All right, so we are nominating the chair, and Dr. Glazer. I just read this. Any other nominations for chair? Awesome. So, hearing none, obviously it is in the libertarian, you know, tradition that you can always vote for none of the above, so you have that option. The first vote would be will be for Bob Johnson, so if you are in favor of Bob Johnson, please raise your hand. Awesome. And if you are voting for the NOTA candidate, you may raise your hand now. There we go. Bob Johnson is elected.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Snyder. Thank you. Okay, there are now six other positions that are open on the executive board. These are one-year terms. The floor is open to nominations. Mr. Linder.
I will nominate myself.
Okay. I'm going to nominate Crystal Woodworth, who is the head of the Upper Shore Libertarians. Do you accept that nomination? But that, no, just to be on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure. Sorry, I should have been more specific. I also nominate Dr. Glazer, our party secretary. Mr. Spencer?
Okay.
Do you accept?
Oh, sure. I'll nominate Scott Spencer.
Do you accept? Ms. Snyder, do you accept? I'm nominating you. Do you accept?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Any other nominations? Mr. Sims?
I'd like to nominate Dave Scambolone.
Mr. Scambolone, do you accept?
I do.
Okay. How many do we have, Dr. Blazer? I believe we have seven for six.
Seven, that's six.
Seven.
While he's computing that, or is there anyone else? Okay, hearing none, nominations are closed. So is that correct, Dr. Glazer?
You have seven nominations.
Seven nominations. Dean Ahmad, would you please come up with to describe your voting system? You'll love
it. May I suggest, Dean, you don't actually describe the voting system.
No, describe just how you get. All right. Earlier, one of the candidates asked if anyone is interested in preferential voting systems. That is the method we use. You may not have noticed it because whenever we don't have more candidates than there are slots, we can simply vote by a 60% vote to elect whoever's been nominated. But in this case, having more candidates than slots, we will resort to the preferential voting system. You will be asked to put on your ballot the names of the candidates that you want to be see elected to office out of the seven nominated?
For six spots.
So you can list up to six candidates. If you do not want six of the candidates to be elected, after the last candidate you're willing to see elected, you may write no further candidates. Then the ballots will be collected, and they will be counted by a system that you do not want explained to you. But basically, the gist of it is that if it becomes obvious that one of the candidates you would like to see elected can't get elected, your vote will go to the next candidate on the list, so that somebody that you like, hopefully, will be elected, even if it's higher up preference can't make it.
So
are there any questions?
They should list them in order?
List them in order of preference. In the event that there's a an impasse, then we would go to another ballot. We tell you which candidates have been eliminated, and you can try again.
Okay. So this is for people who are on the central committee. There should be paper and hopefully pens on each of the tables. There were seven people: myself, Bob, Chelsea Snyder. Stu Sims, Robert Glazer.
We don't have a board.
No. Mike Linder, Scott Spencer, Crystal Woodworth.
Spelling.
Great.
Oh, yeah, and people should sign their ballot.
Yes, please do so we can double check.
As a voter. Since they don't have a display board, can we ask the candidates to at least stand in the front?
Would those of you who are candidates please stand so at least people know, you know, have to understand who the different choices are? Okay. Stu, Robert Glazer, Crystal Woodward, Chelsea Snyder, Michael Linder, Scott Spencer, Dave Scambalone. Dave, could you come on up when you're done your ballot, please? So people know who's here. I am not on this list.
You're not on this
list. I've already been elected. Again, just want to make sure this is for Central Committee members only to vote, please. So please do sign your ballot in case there are any discrepancies. We'll collect them.
Bob?
Yeah.
Can I take a moment of your time?
What's it?
You, Mike?
I'm not on there.
Oh, you're not?
I've already been. The chair is elected separately.
Oh, okay. Never mind. And who are the... Okay. Mike, Crystal, Scott, Stu, David, and who?
Dave Scambalone, Crystal, Stu, Chelsea.
Is it C-H-E-L-S-E?
So, make sure you put your own name on your ballot.
Since I'm on the ballot, is there somebody else here who has a laptop or a phone or a tablet with internet access that we can use to do the tabulation?
I have a phone.
Well, I'd rather be someone one of us, not one of us.
Well,
do you want to collect? I don't want to count things.
Will you do the honors of collecting?
Sure.
Since we're all nominated, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Who's got power?
Please sign your ballot. Eric, please put it around and collect it.
Who has not submitted their ballot yet?
Where do I submit it?
So right here, raise your hand.
There you go.
Sean's table.
Any more? Yeah.
Well, you're in charge of the room.
Does anybody have a laptop here we can use with Wi-Fi?
I was not
I assume it's yours unless you've given up your vote.
Is there anyone who has not submitted their ballot yet?
Anybody else with a ballot?
Okay, you guys can all spin.
Oh my God.
For those of you who are concerned, the dinner will stay warm. So we'll get to it as soon as we're done with Dean. You can't hear me?
Yes.
All right. So I'll just talk like this. The dinner will stay warm. We have to get through this process.
Okay. Very good. Okay. While we are tabulating the votes, I was asked for new business that someone would like to make a resolution. Mr. Krause or Mr. Quinn, would you like to propose your resolution?
So our resolution idea was actually given to us by Mr. Lorenzo, and I'm sorry for the mispronunciation, Gasnaga. He contacted Sean Quinn to make this resolution. Sean, being a candidate, has asked me to present it for him. The statements of Arvin Vohra go far above merely expressing opposing views, which is and should be supported by our party. However, the manner in which Arvin has been expressing these views through insults, slanders, and other aggressive means on social media, videos, and his Facebook page have only served to tarnish our party. Many of us have dedicated years to not only create this party, but to make it stronger. Arvin, while in position as the vice chair of the National Party, has attacked teachers, police officers, members past and present of our armed forces, as well as those who do not support his calling these people immoral traitors, criminals, collaborators, paid killers, and other slogans of ill repute. Furthermore, his vocal disdain for age of sexual consent has put our party in a very bad light, as we are now finding ourselves having to defend against the idea that our leadership supports the idea of adults having intercourse with children. Try as we might, our team has not been able to lighten the blows of party association with Arvin in this regard. With that said, standing in unity with Lorenzo, I would like to put forth the following. Although we are legally obligated to keep Arvin Vohra on the ballot, I now humbly petition for a resolution from our party to formally withdraw support financially and verbally for Arvin Vohra's candidacy for Senate. Our party is in an outstanding position today as a result of the Republicans' mistake of Donald Trump and the Democrats' mistake of Hillary Clinton. We must not squander this opportunity with egregious comments from party leadership or by removing our clothes on national TV. We can do better, and we must do better. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a second for the resolution?
Thank you.
Okay. Would anybody like to speak out against the resolution?
Ms. Snyder. And again, I would urge you to keep your comments strictly towards the action, not I'm outraged what he said or I think what he said is great. Keep this to the action about the resolution.
Yeah, so I think there's a main issue with this right now. And by the way, for everyone who doesn't know, Arvin would have been here, but he was asked to speak at the Connecticut Convention, which is also happening today. I think the main issue with this is that the Democrats and Republicans are always going to misinterpret what we say in the absolute worst way possible. He could talk about, you know, giving money back to homeschool mothers who want to homeschool their children, and everyone would say, you know what, you just hate kids, don't you? And then we would be painted as the party that hates kids. And he could talk about, I mean, any of the things, pick a subject. He could talk about marijuana and how we should, you know, legalize marijuana, and people will come back and say, you just want all of our kids, again, the children, right? You just want all of our kids to be drug addicts and die. And that's what we're going to get all of the time. I firmly believe that the Democrats and Republicans are always going to misinterpret what we say intentionally. It is their literal goal in life right now. And so to censure someone for having that effect, which is an effect that everyone's going to have anyway, I think seems not really in line with the principles of libertarianism. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Point of order.
Mr. Blitz.
No, point of order. Is this a motion for censure, or is it a motion to restrict the Central Committee or the Executive Committee from spending any money?
I guess you could say it's both.
It sounds like
both. Well, I think
what was the specific resolution at the bottom of your page?
Although we are legally obligated to keep Arvin Vohra on the ballot, the petition is for a resolution from our party to formally withdraw support financially and verbally for Arvin Vohra's candidacy for Senate. We're not censoring what the man says. We're just removing our support from what he says.
In effect, he would be removed from the website. We would not acknowledge his candidacy, although I believe he has filed with the Board of Elections. Mr. Ahmad.
But as far as withdrawing any financial support, there is no financial.
No, but I guess what Mr. Krause's resolution would bar the Central Committee or Executive Board from dispersing funds to his campaign. Anybody? Mr. Wagner.
Yeah, I just would be concerned that that would get publicity, even more publicity, and then it would be like the Libertarian Party censures a guy for making pedophilia comments or something like that. So that's one of my concerns, is it was going to make even more, draw even more attention to the things that he said.
Okay. Mr. Krause.
If I may rebut both comments. First off, if the Republicans and Democrats don't need to take us out of context, take him out of context, we have taken him in context.
I would disagree on the pedophilia comment, but sure.
Chelsea, let him finish. Please feel free to agree.
Also, as far as negative light, what it shows is that our party doesn't support the crime and doesn't call members of our military paid mercenaries. And the like. So I am neither a minor attracted adult, I guess is what they say today, and neither have I ever served in the police forces or the military. And as someone who, as this team can say, I supported Arvin over the first few months of what he was saying, but when he started attacking teachers, that's when I drew a line. And if we are to maintain some element of respectability, we need to draw a line as well. And that's all I'm really asking you to do, is draw a line with what you're willing to accept.
Chelsea, would you care to rebut?
Yeah, I believe a lot of people in the spoken.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, go ahead.
I also oppose this motion on a number of grounds. first of all, that I do not think that it is true that Arvin defended pedophilia. But in general, and I'm someone who put a lot of work in this party, and a lot of years into this party, and one of the things I'm proud of is that this party does not try to micromanage campaigns or to censor individuals. It's not to say that I think he said things in a good way. If the question was, should we nominate him or not, you might have a strong argument. But I don't think he said anything that is so horrible, and I can imagine things that are so horrible that we'd want to take this kind of action. I don't think he said anything so horrible that I think we should remove his name from the website. And therefore, I agree that it's going to get more attention to the press and opportunities to say that people who want to tear us down, to say that he's so evil that his own party has censured him.
Any other comments? Dr. Glaser.
I fear this resolution takes us down a rabbit hole from which we'll never escape.
Mr. Blitz.
I actually don't oppose censuring because that's kind of a pattern of the sense of the central committee. I don't really support the idea of limiting donations or some other act while they are a candidate in office. They've gotten a nomination. I think it that should be the end of it. I don't support the both aspects of this motion. I'd rather just have it amended to be just a censure motion, but...
Or vote separately.
Or vote separately.
Oh, move to divide the question.
I second.
Okay, so specifically, how do you want to divide it?
Into a vote on whether to restrict any donations and on a vote as to whether to censure.
Specifically, the donations are only those coming from the
party.
Board.
From the board.
From the okay. party, from the state party.
Let's start with that. Is there a second for to divide the question?
I second.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak against the party? Why don't you put it in the language you would like to put it in regarding the first part about dispersing funds towards his campaign?
Well, don't we have to vote on the body?
Yeah, we actually need to vote on dividing the question.
Okay,
first.
Sorry. Is there any objection to dividing the question? Hearing none.
Okay. So the first part, what I'm going to call the first part, will be that the party restricts the executive committee from authorizing the expenditure of any state party funds on the Volcker campaign.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak out or for against that? Seeing none, all those...
I would speak against that.
Okay.
A restriction.
Good restriction.
Okay. Is there anyone who would care to speak in for the restriction?
I will. I personally believe that it is absolutely the right of the body because, you know, this is your money. I believe it is absolutely your right to request that we make certain decisions with the money that you give us to spend. So I'm in favor of this.
Ben?
Just a reminder that we are a party made up of multiple different people, and I know for a fact, and I will not name names, but there are people in this room who have served in our military with honor who took much offense to what was said in those comments. I know many are trying to make this about pedophilia comments. If that's what you want to talk about, that's fine. But what I'm talking about is a much broader misuse of what this man has been doing.
Well, this is more about the money first. I would ask you to hold that to the...
No.
I am arguing for exactly what my resolution said.
Okay. Does anybody else have a comment for or against the idea of the board being restricted from dispersing funds, party funds, towards Arvin Bora's campaign? Okay. All those in favor of the executive board, make sure I have this correct. All those in favor of the executive board being prevented from dispersing funds to Arvin Bora's U.S. Senate campaign, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Let's have a raise of hands. All those in favor, raise your hands.
You're saying you're going to choose to give them money.
Correct. That the board cannot donate to its campaign. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Dr. Glaser is a bit confused.
15, 16, 17, 18. Actually, Holly, I don't think you're on the Central Committee yet, so that would be 17. For the board being prevented from dispersing funds. All those in favor of the board being allowed to disperse funds, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 17 to 9, so the first question passes. The second question, would you like to be specific?
The second question would be that the Central Committee censures Arvin Bora for his comments, and as a consequence, will not verbally support his campaign, which would include removing his name from the website.
Okay.
And just for clarity, I intend to vote against that motion. I'm just stating it.
Yeah. Is there a second towards Dean's motion? Okay.
Not my motion. I'm just stating.
Well, you
motion is on the floor because it was moved and seconded
right.
And then divided. And
right.
I'm just stating it for clarity.
Right. Does anybody, we've commented on this. If anyone else has comments, they would like to say for or against the censure motion.
I would just like clarity whether the second motion adequately addresses the concern of the original.
Yeah.
Well, the original was Lorenzo.
he originally brought this to me and asked me to bring this up.
We are presenting for him.
So we are pretty much presenting for him.
But does it match?
I think if he's censored, I think Lorenzo would probably be happy with that. I don't know if Lorenzo would want to go as far as take him off the website.
He's not here, the question is divided, so that's what we have on the floor.
Point of information, what does it mean then to censor him? What is going to be the actual consequences of our voting to censor him?
My understanding when I put in those words verbally was that we will not be putting ourselves out there to actively support his campaign. It doesn't mean we remove him from the website necessarily, because that would be denying that he's on.
See, that's the way I did interpret it.
There is a discussion to be had. I'm just saying what my intention was.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The motion on the floor right now is that the party censure him, no longer acknowledges his candidacy, and removes him from the website.
That's not your interpretation of the motion.
That's the way I interpret it.
Trying to clarify.
Yeah. Or are we just going to slap his hand?
Well, what would a hand slap look like?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying to you. The way I interpret this motion is. Are we removing him from the website and the party officially no longer acknowledging his candidacy? Okay? Tina Bosch.
Well, after listening to this somewhat admittedly confusing discussion of what we're voting on, I wonder if it would be considered a friendly amendment to substitute a motion that simply says the Maryland Libertarian Party Central Committee regrets comments made by Arvin Vora.
And that would be in the minutes and nowhere else?
I would prefer it only be in the minutes, but once it's in the minutes, we're an open body. If someone wants to go to the press and say that we passed this motion, they will be free to do so.
Is there a second for that friendly amendment?
I second.
Then do you
going to second that.
Do you accept that?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody wish to speak to Dean's friendly amendment?
No.
For or against?
For.
Okay.
I want to say something.
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know her name, but she had made mention of the Democrats and Republicans looking at the party in a bad way. Well, when I talk to my friends, they automatically say libertarian. I mean, I'm associated with libertarian. I really don't want to be associated with Arvin's comments.
Mm-hmm.
So I am for.
Okay. Mr. Lasher.
New to the party and not well informed on this specific issue, but with Republicans and Democrats, I would just, I'm here because I want us to hold true to our case. I wouldn't be swayed by what Republicans and Democrats might be saying about us. Politics is rough. They're going to say what they want to say. Let's vote for what we believe in.
Call for closing debate.
Mr. Krause.
It isn't about what the Republicans and Democrats think about us. It's really about what we think of us. So if we are okay with being associated with the party whose vice chair just called members of the military collaborators and criminals and murderers, then, I mean, by all means. But that's really what I'm saying. Yes, there is a perception idea to be had with the Republicans and Democrats, but really, this is just talking about how we perceive ourselves, right?
Okay, there was a call to close debate. Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay. What is this? The specific motion is.
Secretary can read what he got.
Well, you tell me.
I know we've got about three or four different permutations.
Comments. I don't know what else.
Libertarian Party Maryland Central Committee regrets the comments of Arvin Vohra.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to go into more detail because.
Okay.
Especially regards certain comments.
Okay, if you want to take it to another level, that's up to you. You can have the amendment motion shot down and then bring back up something stronger. That's up to you.
To be clear, if we vote against this motion, the motion itself is still in the minutes, so there is no way to remove the statement. No, Maryland Libertarian Party regrets.
Well, but if it didn't pass, it didn't pass.
Okay, yeah. Great.
All those in favor of the motion that the Maryland Libertarian Party regrets the comments made by Mr. Arvin Vohra, the U.S. Senate candidate, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
The motion passes. Is there any other new business? Seeing none, some final announcements before we adjourn. Crystal Woodworth, the head of the Upper Shore Group, is having a fundraiser in May. Crystal, would you like to promote your event?
Hello, I'm just getting started and I hit the ground running. I worked for a horse farm since I was a teenager that turned their horse farm into a wedding venue. You can seat 200 people. I'm working for free for the rest of my life, but we can have our event there. So I'm hoping to attract at least 50. My goal is 200, ideally. It's going to be a cornhole tournament. We're going to have good food, good beer, good music lined up, and you should come out. It's Sunday, May 6th, 1 to 4 p.m. And I
hope other people will too.
Thank you.
Indeed. Chris Wallace, would you like to promote your business?
Hi, it's been about I'm a local firearms instructor for the firearms training. I'm a local firearms instructor for the Hidden Firearms Training.
I would also like to let you know that our own Jenica Martin, who was our candidate in the U.S. House 1st District, is going to be speaking at the National Convention at one of the breakout sessions.
Yes.
And that is on?
It's on that Sunday, Women in Leadership, Libertarian Women in Leadership.
Excellent. Very good. Anybody have any other announcements?
Yeah.
Mr. Hogg.
Yeah, I'm going to be starting something on Periscope every Thursday for the delegates to come and speak on Periscope on Thursdays at 7, and what we'll talk about is political issues and what have you. And also, I'm going to have a bandit tournament at the National Convention, and I'll be for the delegates, 900 of them, and I'll be running that tournament, and all the delegates who want to join in will get the bandit tournament going and play a little bandit at the convention.
Okay.
And I'm a peace hooker. I hook peace. And on my website from Periscope, you'll be learning how to do an exercise I developed. And it's a pretty cool exercise. You can go to Peace Hook and look at it on YouTube. I have 20 videos or whatever. Peacehook.com?
Peace what?
Peace Hook. Peace Hook. Uh-huh. What do you do there? It's an exercise I do with the hook. And it's to bring inner peace and, you know, and it's pretty cool, really. And it brings inner peace.
Thank you, Mr. Hogg. Mr. Krause?
So I've been running a Facebook Live show, episodes I'm putting on YouTube, where I have a two-hour discussion with someone who wants to talk about a topic or is running for office. So any candidates in here who are running for office or anyone who's part of party leadership, or just have an issue you want to talk about, I do this over Facebook Live. I get several hundred views within a day and a half. So I think this would be a great way to move the libertarian message and also certain candidates.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Summers.
Anybody interested in volunteering or want to be on the Citizens for Quinn email list? We have sign-up sheets here.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any announcements? Want to promote your business, venture? What have you? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Dr. Blazer.
In my official capacity, I have license plate applications here. If anyone wants to get an MDLP license plate, and as an entrepreneur, I'm selling my MDLP hats. It's going to get hot soon.
Thank you, Dr. Blazer. Any objection to adjourning the meeting?
We
can get everyone started, you know, get the vote. What are we going to do in the meantime while we're
competing? We can just move to postpone the end of the meeting. Until
is there any objection to postponing the meeting so we can eat and then we will get the official executive board vote? Any objection?
No.
Thank you. If I may have your attention, we now have the results for the executive board, Dean Ahmad, if you would. May I have your attention, please?
For everyone who cares who the next executive board is going to be, I have the results, and I want to thank our national chairman, Nick Sawark, for his helping to count the votes. There were seven nominees, of which only six can be elected. there was no impasse, nor was there a victory of no further candidates. So we have elected six. I will name the three candidates, the six candidates elected in the order in which they were elected. First, Stuart Sims. Second, Robert Glazer. Third, Crystal Woodward. Fourth, Scott, I'm sorry?
Third was Linder.
Third was Linder? No.
Was it Chelsea? Chelsea?
No, she was fourth. Well, it was really close, so it could have been Chelsea. Maybe I got them. Maybe I marked them down wrong. All right, third was Chelsea. Sorry, fourth was Crystal. Yes, Scott Spencer and Mike Linder. Is that, that's all six, right? That's six. Okay, that's it. Thank you.